Welcome to the Parc Central Archaeological Remains. In 1994, when building work started on the shopping center, more archaeological remains were found that had formed part of the River Francolí district, an area outside of the Tarraco walls that was very dynamic due to its many different activities, agricultural, residential, commercial, artisanal, and above all, funerary. The new find was connected to the other side of the road where you can visit the Tarragona's Paleo-Christian necropolis, containing part of the remains discovered in 1926 upon construction of the Fábrica de Tabacs building. Although the first funerary remains in the area date from the period of the late Roman Empire, its period of maximum splendor was between the 3rd and 5th centuries. It is thought that the remains of Fructuosus, the Bishop of Tarraco, and of his two deacons, Augurias and Eulogies, all three of whom had been martyred in the amphitheater's arena, were brought here in 259. From then on, Tarraco's Christian community started to bury their dead in large numbers near the martyrs. The necropolis was created and prominent buildings constructed, such as the church in veneration of the three saints, which now lies below the former Tabacalera building precinct. Shortly afterwards, during the mid-5th century, another church was built, the remains of which you see before you. If you walk along the wooden footbridge, you can stand in the middle of the nave. The church was used for religious services, above all for funerals, and that is why, within the walls, you can see the remains of the tombs there once were. The burials of some 200 people have been documented. Some of them had gravestones that identified them, such as Tekla, an Egyptian woman of 77, who was beatified and dedicated to God. This gravestone, and some others, can be seen in the Paleo-Christian Necropolis exhibition. Most of the graves were, however, unmarked. Nevertheless, studies have shown that the largest number of graves were for men who had enjoyed good health and diet, and were therefore quite affluent. At the foot of the church, an atrium was found, a formerly outstanding porticoed courtyard. Studies of the archaeological remains seem to suggest that about 100 years after its construction, the church was totally dismantled and moved to a different place, which would explain why no architectural remains have been found. If you continue your walk through the site, you will see, to the left of the church, the foundations for other buildings. Play track 15, and I'll tell you about them.